Sheila Deck, CJMQ here. And you're still based in Saskatchewan?
I am.
Good. Sheila Deck, now a Canadian country artist. Now, you grew up in Saskatchewan, still in Saskatchewan. So I was reading your bio here, quite impressive.
Oh, thanks.
You grew up with country music, which is interesting too. I believe your family had a band?
Yes, that's the way we started, was in my mom and dad's rumpus room, and we all kind of just piled in there, neighbors and all, and started singing from a very young age. And that's how we kind of formed the band. We met a few people from the town of Lumsden, and they came up and started singing some country music with us, and a bunch of us said, you know, why don't we form an actual band and do something with this? So we did, and that's how I got started.
Interesting. So the band was called Tumbleweed?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, and you toured around different places?
Yeah, when I was with my dad's band, I guess my band as well, but when we were together as a group, we traveled, when I first started out, mainly around Saskatchewan, a little bit into Alberta, but mainly the province of Saskatchewan is where we traveled.
Okay.
And then after that, I joined a group called Boone and the Girls and toured across the country, I believe probably as far east as Toronto, and of course all the way out to Victoria. So
it was that country music too?
Oh yeah, yeah. It was more of a country show band. There was it was a six-piece band. All of us sang. We did lots of harmonies. Just did a little bit of dancing on stage. Not too much, but as much as the stage would allow for, anyway.
Oh, that's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Good experiences there.
Yeah,
so you were always country, I guess.
Pardon me?
You were always country.
Yes.
After that, I guess you went solo. You were in there for a couple of years? Or
actually, I toured with Boone and the Girls for quite a few years.
Okay.
After that band split up, I continued on the road with an artist by the name of David Boone. He continued his show going. And I did that for a while. And then when we did come off the road and that band disbanded, I decided, you know, I love this so much, I'm going to get back at it. And I started entering I had done this prior as well, but I had entered the Canadian Country Music Awards, always has a talent contest.
Okay.
And I entered this contest, and I believe by the time I came off the road with Boone and the Girls, probably was around the fifth time that I had entered the contest.
Oh, okay.
Finally managed to win it, and it really helped me launch my career as a solo artist. I was able to record four singles with Randall Prescott, and at that time he was the producer of the year across the country, and he just did a fantastic job. And so we kind of got started through the contest. I was given a trip to Nashville to appear on Ralph Emery's show down there, and it was really a helpful start. So then from there, just recorded an album and kept going.
That must have been a thrilling experience.
It really was. You know, it's just been in my blood, I guess, ever since I was a kid. That's all I can remember wanting to do, is to sing and travel. And I think I spent a total of 13, 14 years in combination with Boone and the Girls and then my own solo career.
Okay, good experiences. Great. Now, your debut album, that was Too Many Melodies. When did that come out?
That came out back in, you're going to stump me here, I think 95, 96.
Okay.
Yeah, and actually, it was 90, just the end of 95, and we ended up touring for a good 4 years across the country in promotion of that album.
And you had quite a few hits from that, I guess.
Well, we had lots of airplay across the country, and we're very pleased with the response. The only thing is I didn't get out as far east as I would have liked to have.
Okay.
And I'm going to have to come visit you guys out that way.
Oh, that would be wonderful.
Yeah. We toured, when that album was out, we toured as far east as Thunder Bay, and, of course, right across the country west again. So, and we did that quite a few times, but I'm really finding that we're getting some airplay even with the new album out east, and I keep saying, you know, I've got to get out to the eastern provinces and visit everybody out there. Not only here, it's absolutely beautiful out in that end of the country, but I think it's time. You know, you establish your following out here, in the west and the prairie provinces, and it's calling me, I think.
Good. Well, I know that country music is very popular around here. It's a very rural country and very well received. Now, the second album is called?
The second album is called My Own Thing.
My Own Thing, okay. Yeah. And that came out in 2009?
Just at the very tail end, yeah.
Right.
Basically, it's out now. So
okay.
The end of 2009, we had our launch, our CD launch, at December 3rd at the Casino Regina Show Lounge.
Mm-hmm.
And so I guess that was the start of things.
Okay.
And something that I've been wanting to do for, you know, I kind of went on a bit of a hiatus there after I came off the road with the first album.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a single parent and was raising my daughter.
Okay.
And but now we're back at it again, and it's been, the album's been a long time coming. I decided to go with a producer out of Vancouver by the name of Tom McKillop.
Okay.
And Tom has done so many wonderful albums for Lisa Brokop and Aaron Pritchett, and there's just a long list that he could do. And now his own daughter's One More Girl. And, you know, when he agreed to do the album, I was so totally excited and honored that he would agree to produce the album. And the outcome is fantastic. I'm very pleased with the product.
That's wonderful. And that was recorded in Vancouver.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Over the last couple of years, I've been traveling out there. I probably made about, oh, I don't know, 6 or 7 flights out through the last couple of years. And
mm-hmm.
we kind of did it in phases where we would do a few songs and then, you know, consider a few more and then go in and do a few more tracks in the studio and just, you know, took our time. We didn't rush through it.
Mm-hmm.
For me, it was song selection.
And it's interesting, too, because I know some artists there, they make the CD up in a week or a few days, but I think this is really, really nice. You really get to go slowly at your own pace, and
mm-hmm.
and you're more pleased with the product, probably.
Yeah. Well, I am really pleased, and I think for myself, like, I do dabble in the writing, but I'm not, you know, all the years I've tried the songwriting, but it's something that I still work on each and every day. But I just felt that there was a lot stronger material out there than what I had actually written. I've got one of my own songs on there that I felt fit into this style of music.
Okay.
I feel a lot of the music is aimed for the soccer mom audience, the
okay.
female-focused
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. listener. It really speaks to women. And one of the songs on there that I wrote is called Real Good Woman, and it's got a bit of a story behind it, so... yeah, I was pleased to have one that I'd written on there, but I was really focusing on trying to find the strongest material I possibly can
good.
Or could.
Good. Well, that's really interesting, too. So you have some of your own material. And Victoria Banks also wrote on this album?
Yes, she's fantastic. I had a chance to meet Victoria at the Canadian Country Music Awards in Vancouver just this past year, and very nice gal. She said she spent a lot of years down in Nashville writing down there for, you know, for herself and other people as well. And just a very nice gal, an amazing writer. She's actually written the current single, Ag Goodbye, as well as another song called Smoke and Gasoline on this album. And I was very pleased to have material by her. She's doing very well in her own right. You know, she's got...
Mm-hmm.
Her own solo career as well, and just so pleased to have her on the album.
That's great. You certainly have had a chance to meet a lot of people too. I noticed you shared the stage with Terry Clark and Jason McCoy, Beverly Mahood too at one point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just in the tours, you know, you always manage to, whether you're doing a jamboree or a fundraiser function, it doesn't seem to matter where, but when you're on the road touring, you always managed to bump into another artist that's sharing the stage with you, and I've had you know, some wonderful opportunities opening for a lot of these people. So we hope for a lot more to come.
You have a busy summer. I know in April you're SCMA's, April 16th, 17th?
Yeah, that's our Saskatchewan Country Music Awards. They're coming up very shortly. And I'm going to be doing a song on the show. They're probably one that we spoke about by Victoria Banks. I might do the current single, but I've really been getting a lot of requests for Smoke and Gasoline as well. So both of those songs have been a big hit so far back home with people that have had a chance to listen to the album already. And so we're going to do a song on the show and possibly do some presenting as well. So looking forward to that. And we haven't put our summer schedule up yet, but it is going to be a crazy summer. So we're looking forward to that.
And how old is your daughter?
My daughter's 9.
Okay, maybe she's going to start being interested soon too.
Well, you know, Maureen, she really is. She loves country music. You know, when last year we had a chance to do the Craven Country Jamboree,
right?
And Taylor Swift happened to be out there. And, okay. and she was, Mom, are we going to meet Taylor? And I said, well, I don't know if we'll meet Taylor. But she did get a chance to meet some of the artists that were there. And she was very excited about it. She's a huge country fan. So
oh, that's, well, I can see another celebrity there in the future.
You never know.
What year was it that you won the Female Vocalist of the Year at the Saskatchewan Country Music Awards?
That was right after I won the... Oh, gosh, we're going back quite a ways. I won the Canadian Country Music Award for the talent show back in 92.
Okay.
So then in 93, I was able to record four songs with Randall Prescott. And mm-hmm. when we released them, it was shortly after. I think it was 94 or 95 that they presented me with the award. So that was nice to be recognized by, you know, your peers in your area, and I really appreciate that.
It is nice. It's very important, too.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the single you have out right now is A Goodbye, and that's the latest single, I guess. It's within the last few weeks, I think, too.
Yeah, it's brand new. Hot off the press.
So that's exciting. We're playing it here, and I imagine it's getting a lot of airplay around the country where you are out there.
From what I've heard, yes, and thank you so much for playing it for me.
Oh, you're welcome, and we really like to encourage the Canadian country artist here. Now, you have a great website. It's easy to remember, www.sheiladeckcott.com. Are you on MySpace or Facebook?
Facebook, definitely, and okay. MySpace, that's something that we're going to be linking to very shortly.
Okay, that's great. So if somebody wants to find out some more information or get the album, too, or...
You bet. And we're hooked up on iTunes, so if they want to purchase it that way, or they can get it through the website as well.
That's great. iTunes is great. Good. So an exciting summer coming up, and all is going really well with you. So that's all to do with perseverance. That's your catchword, I guess.
I think so. Well, I think anything in life, you just got to keep going. And, you know, I absolutely love performing, love singing, and I really hope that the listeners out there... get something out of the music when they listen to it. That's what we're trying to do is hopefully tell them a story that relates to them.
I think that's the nice thing about country music. It tells a story that people can all relate to the experiences, their life experiences.
Exactly.
Great. Anything else you'd like to add before we go, Sheila?
I don't know. Just watch for us down the road. We are really planning on... I'm focusing right now on working with an agency to try to get out to the eastern provinces. I've been in contact with a few venues out there. So we're, you know, watch for us. We hope to be out east very soon.
That would be great. Really look forward to seeing you and hearing some more of your music. Well, thank you very much, Sheila Deck.
Thank you, Maureen.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye now.
Different, a little outside the frame. Normal was a word I didn't understand, and I had no desire to change. You say I don't take direction, and I talk out of turn. Well, you just crossed another bridge I'm gonna have to burn. I'm always going. Just doing my own thing. You say I'm complicated and tragic. You see what you want to see. I just don't get it why you're so sympathetic, 'cause I couldn't feel more like me. No, I don't need your pity, honey, pray for yourself. You might be heading right, but I'm still turning left, and I'll be going down the right or the wrong way. It's crazy, but who are you to tell me, baby, which way you see? Can be misunderstood. Some girls just can't be good, and I'm not as bad as you think. I'm just doing my own thing.
CJMQ 88.9 FM. We just heard My Own Thing by the artist Sheila Deck.